previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
New vehicle sales in the month of May were up by 22% compared with the same month a year ago. That's according to figures released by NAMSA, the Automotive Business Council, quoted by Engineering News. The new passenger car market gained 30% in May, just under 32,000 units, car rental sales accounting for 8.5% of that. NAMSA points to lower interest rates, the decision not to implement a VAT increase, and the tabling finally of the national budget. However, exports were down by 14.6%, leaving vehicle exports for the year to date up by just 1.4%. NAMSA warns that the global market is becoming increasingly fragile in the face of rising protectionism. South African agricultural exports, however, have risen 10% in the first quarter of the year to $3.36 billion, or about 60 billion rand. Part of that's down to improved performance at the country's ports and part to an increase in shipments to the US. Trade with the US is up 14%, some 3.63 billion rand, with farmers bracing for the imposition of 30% tariffs on the country from the Trump administration. In a note to clients, Agricultural Chamber of Business chief economist Wandile Sihlobo says from now on, a great deal hinges on whether we succeed in securing favorable terms with the US. Lobby group Business Unity South Africa has slammed the financial state of South Africa's metros, including Nelson Mandela Bay and Buffalo City. BUSA CEO Buzi Mavuso was reacting to last week's findings by the Auditor General, which show that 8 of the 9 metros struggle with getting basic financial management right. The exception, of course, the DA-run Cape Town, which received an unqualified audit with no findings. Writing in her weekly newsletter, Mavuso says that what makes it even more galling is that the state of financial management tracks with the level of basic service delivery. She was particularly critical of Joburg. I know there'll be many who'll be just as critical of the two Eastern Cape metros. Turning to the markets, another record high for the JSE, with the All-Share Index through 95,000 for the first time, closing last evening at 95,162. The top 40 also at record levels, 87,497. London's FTSE ended flat. On Wall Street, the Dow ended just above flat, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the Nasdaq up 0.7%. Tokyo this morning up 0.2%, Hong Kong up 1.5%, Sydney up 0.4%. The US dollar unchanged at 1.14 to the euro, the rand at 17.90 to the dollar, 20.44 to the euro, 24.19 to sterling, gold at 3,362, platinum 1,066, bitcoin just over 105,600, and Brent crude oil $65 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.